Yes, give me more alcohol so I don't have to see your fucking face.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3 Combo Podcast, the world's most sick podcast. My name is Matt, and I am not here with Andy this week, which is a big disappointment, but I'm here with Skylar!
Woo!
What's up, Skylar?
In spirit.
How are you?
I'm not really there with you, but...
Well, no, it's over Skype, but you know.
Yeah. I'm there in spirit.
Yeah. It was kind of a short-notice podcast. We're kind of going into this thing dry, honestly.
Didn't even spit.
Yeah, not at all. Because Andy texted me and said he felt good in the morning, but yeah, he's throwing up, so he's not going to be here.
What a nerd.
So then I was like...
Puking for dorks.
So I was like asking people, like, you want to do the podcast? And everyone's like, oh, well, you know, maybe. And I'm like, okay, I need someone to say yes.
And I was more just like... Like, I have plans with other people that I haven't officially bailed on them with, so they're probably going to just expect me and then think I'm a jerk.
Yeah, and so that's why I had
Hooray!
I was literally getting the stories as we were setting up the podcast, so. Good thing Andy sent me a bunch.
There you go.
He's here in spirit. His stories are here. You also might hear Skylar eating Easy Mac.
Oh, I just finished.
Just finished the Easy Mac. Okay, good, because we're doing a podcast. So.
Let me get the cheese at the bottom.
Got to get the rest of the cheese.
It's good.
Yeah, sounds good. How's Navy life treating you?
Oh, you know, I really don't want to continue this, but, you know, I guess I signed a contract or something. I tried putting in my 2 weeks earlier, but...
Yeah.
I guess I had a problem with that.
Is there a way you could, like, shorten your six-year thing?
There's a couple ways, and they all involve something stupid. Like, I could get caught drinking while on duty, and then go to counseling and have someone just call me an alcoholic, then suggest Alcoholics Anonymous, and then just not go to that. And then they'll kick me out because alcoholism is a disease that I refuse to acknowledge.
Okay, that sounds
just really
shitty.
it's a bunch of like convoluted plans like that.
Can't you just like shoot yourself in the foot?
I suppose.
Yeah, do that. Shoot yourself in the foot.
I feel like that would more just like end up with like where I was placed rather than me being here.
Fine, shoot yourself in the stomach.
I'll just shoot myself in the face. I'll end it all, man. But yeah, I don't know. It sucks just because I don't get to like hang out or play video games with people I want to play video games with. There's a lot of bros here.
A lot of bros. Hey, bruh. What's up, bruh?
Do you even you lift?
You want to play Melee?
I'm going to go get my swole on.
Oh, God. I hate that word.
Yeah, I've heard that so many times. They're going to go get their swole on.
Hate that. Stupid. That's worse than frenemies.
Yeah. You know what? I'll agree with you on
or
that.
Or staycation.
Yeah. God damn it. Fuck Omaha staycations. Hey, why not, instead of going to a fun place where you don't get to see all the time, you go to that place where you work, except for fun.
Yeah, why don't you stay here? We could have a blast in this staycation. When are you gonna get time to visit us again?
There's a couple ways I could do it, like because I'm in the middle of school and I have to be back Sunday at 10 p.m.
Yeah,
and I have to stay within a 300-mile radius of the base.
Mm-hmm.
So
we can meet in Des Moines or something.
Yeah, something like that. But only on, like, the east half of Des Moines. It cuts Des Moines in half.
Right.
But I could request to use up some of my paid time off to go visit you for like a weekend or something, but I'd have to like come right back.
You should come to SGC with us.
When's that going down?
That's June 21st through the 24th.
Won't be able to.
That's a shame.
Erica is coming up to visit me on the 20th because that's our 4-year anniversary.
Mm. Well, then bring her to Dallas with us.
Boom.
I know you're coming up here, but we're going to go to Dallas instead.
Yeah. You remember how you came to visit me? Yeah, well, I'm going to visit someone else, and we'll just talk, you know, in spurts.
Shit, that reminds me. Andy and I were going to rent a car today, but he's sick.
Dork.
Oh, well, we'll do it next weekend. Hopefully there's still cars left.
Jeez.
God, it's not like I rented the hotel for us months ago. God.
Oh, gosh. You never know when they run out of hotels.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make sure. I don't know how many rooms they had at the group rate, so, you know, I tried to get in that shit early.
Yeah. I did the, they had the Chicago Comic Convention here just a little bit ago. That was fun. I got to see a lot of comic artists, and there's some, Adam West was there, which was really funny.
That's awesome.
And Burt Ward, the original Batman and Robin.
Oh, nice.
Pretty cool.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So what all do you have going on, Matt?
Oh, you know, a little bit of nothing, a little bit of almost something.
Yeah.
Really, I'm just counting down the days till SGC because I'm not doing a damn fucking thing.
Yeah. That's what kind of sucks about this place is, like, I put on the same clothes every day, go to the same spot, and come back every day. Like, I don't have anything to report. There's no fun times.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll go out on the weekends, and, you know, like, Friday I got, like, blackout drunk. I mean, that was fun. I think I got molested now.
I woke up in an alley. My asshole hurt.
And there was blood all over me. I don't think it was human blood. But, you know, whatever.
So,
but, yeah, I
read a newspaper article about a missing goat. Wonder if that's connected.
That's weird. I woke up and I was wearing an animal skin that wasn't properly tanned. It was still bloody on the inside. So that was a fun little trip. Oh, I do remember that I was going to tell you the story of how I got kicked out of Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So Dick's Last Resort, for listeners who don't know, is a restaurant where everyone's intentionally rude to you. Like, the whole draw is, like, you go in, they make fun of you, and you're like, oh, ha, 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 I am kind of chunky. Get me some fried crab balls. Or whatever. You get mediocre food at expensive food price, and all for the great atmosphere you're getting yelled at.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah. So me and three guys from the base all go down to Chicago, and we decide that we're going to start our day out right. Oh, this is St. Patty's weekend. This is the Friday before the St. Patty's festivities.
All right, gotcha.
We're going to start our weekend out right by getting on the train and drinking 2 12-pack bottles of warm beer that we got from the Navy Exchange store on base.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. So we had Bud Light Lime. That was my choice.
God, Skyler, why?
It's pretty good warm, okay? Of all the beers that you have to drink warm, it's pretty good.
All right.
Warm. But I got Bud Light Lime. I put a twist in my summer a little early. And then we had Platinum, some Bud Platinum.
Okay.
Which was, I think, 30 times worse, but no one agreed with me. So what's great about drinking on the train is it's 100% legal. You can just drink totally out in the open, right on the train. You could be swigging out of an entire bottle of Jameson or whatever. Just drinking hard liquor.
Yeah.
The downside, though, is there's normally normal people on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we went there, like, when we were going down, there was a family with two small kids that were, like, just watching us just crack open these beers and just chug them in our 45-minute drive or train ride down to Chicago.
Hey, kid, just, like, you want one?
Just watching us, you know, slowly get more and more inebriated, burp and fart more. And, like, the best part was putting the bottles back into the box because, like, it just rattled so obnoxiously. So people, like, there's no hiding it. People know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so we're all pretty toasty. I think I had 10 out of the 24 for the four of us because I was greedy.
Yeah.
We go to Dick's Last Resort, and the lady starts out, you know, being, like, rude, like she's supposed to. And I thought that it would be appropriate for me to be rude back to her. Like, oh, yeah, well, you're fat and ugly, and no one likes you, and you have bad teeth. Stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I keep throwing it in. Like, I started with a pint of beer, and everyone else at the table had ordered 40 ounces. Mm-hmm. It's a restaurant that sells 40 ounces, and I guess they have standards on people.
Classy.
Like, they got to kick people out if you're mean. So, but you sell 40 ounces. So yeah. I don't know the standards. But anyway, everyone else had ordered 40 ounce, and I had a pint. So I just downed my pint because I wanted a 40 ounce. So I did that, and then she came back. She's like, oh, did you decide you wanted a real beer? I'm like, yes, give me more alcohol so I don't have to see your fucking face. And, you know, she just storms off, gets me a beer, and slams it down. I thought she was just being kind of rude again. So we had, like, started drinking our 40s, and we decided we were going to get, like, an appetizer. I'm like, man, I wish we had a fucking server that would swing by and, like, exchange food for currency. Like, it's a goddamn restaurant or something. And I kept calling her, like, slow, like, oh, too bad we have the slow-minded fucking ugly buck-tooth lady. Maybe we could switch it out with somebody else. But you know, she just kept getting more and more offended. And then she came up and she's like, luckily I don't have to take that shit, and slams her check down. I still thought that she was, like, being rude, like, just jokingly. But I guess she was serious. And then the manager came over and politely asked us to leave, which was the best part of the whole night. Was if you're getting kicked out of Dick's Last Resort, they politely ask you to leave.
So, I mean, so did the manager come up to you and be like, look, you're upsetting the server. You insulted her. Yeah, I thought that was okay within these doors.
I thought this was, like, a sanctuary. But no, he like came up and he's like, hey guys, what's the problem? And they're like, oh, nothing. We're, you know, just having a good time. We're hoping to, you know, get some food. And he's just like, yeah, it's not gonna happen. And gives us the rundown. It's like, I guess you guys have been getting a little too rowdy. We're gonna have to ask you to leave. Sorry about this. Blah blah blah. And
you're going to kick defenders of this country out of your establishment, sir?
Yeah.
You could be sure people will hear about this on a gaming podcast.
Boom. There's going to be at least 6 to 7 people that I know listening to this podcast that will probably not ever come here anyway. So choke on it. But yeah, we got kicked out for being too rude, or I guess I got us kicked out for being too rude to our waitress, which I think, I don't know, it's I feel like it's like getting kicked out of the Wu-Tang Clan for being too hardcore gangster. So yeah, I was pretty happy with that. It was a good experience.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But, so lesson learned: if you go to Dick's Last Resort, be very courteous to your waitress.
You can't be a dick back.
Yeah, it's against the rules. They are sensitive.
Yeah, they can dish it out, but they can't take it.
I tipped her great, too, because I thought that she was joking. When I figured out I was genuinely offending her, I felt really kind of shitty. But also, I was kind of drunk, so I was just like, 20%. Move the decimal times 2. Good.
All right, Skyler, you want to get into gaming news?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Hey, guess what, Skyler?
What?
Insomniac is not developing games for the Wii U.
Hooray!
Insomniac Games CEO Ted Price recently hosted a Reddit AMA, which he answered fan questions regarding the studio's new multi-platform release strategy. He said, quote, "When it comes to PS4, I'm excited that they seem to be lowering barriers for independent developers. It's cool to see almost weekly announcements from Sony explaining that they're opening up for things in the indies. And, of course, I'm very excited to see what Microsoft announces." They also asked if Insomniac will develop for PC. He said, maybe, stay tuned, but said that the Wii U will not be something they will develop for.
Yeah, the Wii U just seems like it's going to be like one of those really finicky systems and that isn't going to cater to any sort of like third-party gaming company. But I don't know, maybe that's just me.
We did do a story, I think, 2 weeks ago that the Wii U is actually making a profit now.
So, is it?
Yeah. So I guess there's that. Doesn't really mean much, but there's that.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you just, like, look at the games that Insomniac comes out with, it's not really caters to the whole younger crowd that Wii U is supposed to be bringing in. And it's supposed to, like, go to, like, the hardcore gamer, but, like, Nintendo has just kind of branded themselves as kind of, like, the baby-proofed gaming company.
Yeah, and they said they wanted to bring back the more hardcore, I don't even want to say like hardcore gamers, but more of the adult gamers, because a lot of things in the Wii U were just like, yeah, I don't know, feel like I'm watching a new cartoon. But everything they've done has been the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, naming it the goddamn Wii U.
God, mistake.
Hey, did you see what it seems the new Xbox name will be?
No, what's it going to be?
Xbox Infinity.
Ooh.
I actually like that name.
Yeah, it's better than the Loop.
Way better than the Loop.
God, I think you probably would have just like hung yourself with a suicide note that just says, fuck you, Xbox.
Check it out. I can make a loop, too.
As I have.
Fuck you, Microsoft.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple of games I was surprised at when the Wii U came out, like the Zombie U. I'm not sure if you've seen that game.
Yeah, I've seen that game.
That one looked interesting, but like, I don't know.
I kind of want to get a Wii U for the new Smash Bros.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's also coming out for the 3DS, so.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not much of a mobile gamer.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to pick one or the other, I'd probably pick the Wii U.
Yeah, and the 3DS kind of eats up battery pretty good. Or at least the oldest, like the one that came out first.
Yeah. So,
that one probably has a little bit of the kinks that they didn't really work out. But like, it seems that when you're using 3D or your brightness is turned up too high, you just like burn through battery like nobody's business.
That sucks.
Yeah.
New Diablo 3 patch goes live, Skyler. It also brings
Good.
With it. It brought with it a gold duping bug. Since Diablo 3 patch 1.0.8 went live, an unknown number of players found an exploit bug that let them duplicate stacks of gold. In a game with a real money auction house, a bug like this may have proved lucrative for a few and economy destroying for the rest of us. According to a post by community manager on Battle.net, Blizzard immediately brought the in-game auction houses offline to stop the exploitation and squash the bug late last night.
Nice.
It's like, how the fuck can they not get Diablo 3 right? Just everything about it just seems like a bumbled mess.
Yeah, just like, people don't like it. Here, grab that. Put that in there. Oh, shit, it's not working right.
I wish I was one of the people that found the bug. That'd be sweet. Like, oh my god, I fucking found this shit out. Oh, yeah. Hello, work. Can't come in. Bye. Who knows?
I'm sick with the penis stuff.
Yeah, don't want to go into it. You don't want to know. I'll be in tomorrow. EA has obtained the exclusive rights to the Star Wars franchise.
And the universe wept.
Yeah, just let that sink in for a little bit. Star Wars is owned by Walt Disney and EA.
God damn it. Coming up, I mean, at least it's out of George Lucas's hands.
Yeah, what, like out of the frying pan and into the fire?
Yeah, but at least he can't boot stomp the neck of any Star Wars fan theories or anything like that. Like, he's not gut-punching every single Star Wars fan.
Yeah, but the next, like, Star Wars game is going to be like, you're entering a battle with Darth Vader. Click here to buy his lightsaber for $5.
Yeah. That's what really sucks about, like, most EA games now is the stupid micro-purchasing.
Yeah. Speaking of microtransactions, Epic Games Vice President says Sony and Microsoft are going heavily on free-to-play for the next generation. Which, you know what that means. Free-to-play means microtransactions.
Yup.
Hey, no, dude, this game's totally free. You can do whatever you want. Ooh, but you can't go to that town. That town's $2. Yeah. Oh, by the way, and that sword you really need to, you know, kill anything, that's another $3.
It's going to be 49 cents if you want to upgrade your boots at all.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk to that player? Well, each letter of the alphabet is 50 cents. So, you know, if you only want to say lol in the chat, you know, you only got to pay us a dollar.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah.
Or you could buy the whole alphabet for $5.99.
Yeah, that's a really good deal. Did you want to play at night? Sorry, dude, the night servers, those are $10, man.
Yep. You can only play between 2:30 p.m., and 4 o'clock p.m. But if you want to upgrade to the expanded basic gold platinum turbo power window edition.
Remix HD.
That'll only cost you about $15.
And so at the end of the day, this free-to-play game has now cost you your mortgage.
$7,000. Well, thanks for playing. Oh, by the way, it also sucks. The game you just didn't have to pay for totally blows ass.
Yeah, so I'm not looking forward to this. He said the next-gen consoles are going to fully embrace the free-to-play in these IAP-type business models. Now, I have no problem with free-to-play, a game that's free, but I just hate the ones that are free-to-play, and then they just like, oh, here's all the fucking microtransactions.
Yeah, like the... I'm trying to think. Guild Wars 2 does that a little bit.
Yeah.
Where, like, you pretty much get the whole game, but if you want to be good or anything, you're going to have to purchase something.
Yeah, can't I just buy one complete game?
Yeah, if you're going to charge me. Don't beat around the bush about it.
Yeah.
Just charge me $30 so I don't have to fucking worry about this shit.
Exactly.
Didn't Battlefield Bad Company they have like a little, like a weapon set that you could purchase for like $15 or something?
Yeah, they did. That was, what do you know, that was an EA published game too.
Yeah. So it was made of awesome.
They did. That game was really fun though, but yeah, they did. I could have sworn like you could get them if you pre-ordered it or if you did something special, but everyone else had to buy it. Which is stupid.
Yeah.
The new Gears of War Judgment is really bad with that. I talked to Andy about it, I think maybe last week or the week before, but it's seriously like they have like 30 skins for your gun and each of them are like $2.
Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah, and then they're for one gun. So if you want to buy the silver for, say, I don't know, 10 of your guns or something, that's $20.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. That's horrible.
I have a feeling that, like, I don't know, I haven't played it yet, but it seems like God of War Ascension might also pull that stuff. I haven't read too much into it or played it at all, but yeah.
Judgment, I thought, was really fun. I mean, I really liked that game, but the whole microtransaction thing just kind of put me off.
Yeah. Especially if it's something more or less like skinning. Like, you can't just, like, toss in a couple customized skins for free.
You can unlock some, but, like, of the 30, you unlock, like, 4 of them, I think, or something like that.
Got it.
And to be honest, the ones I unlocked were, like, the most gaudy fucking ones they had. Like, I unlocked the Xbox 360 skin, where basically my armor was just, like, neon green. And it, like, kind of looked like it was liquid moving around.
Sounds really awful.
Like, okay, I guess stealth is not part of this game.
The purple leopard print neon.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
Yeah, you unlocked the dildo attire. Yeah, it just looks like a bunch of rubber dildos right all over your armor.
Yeah, you look like a giant shambling tentacle mess of dildos. Ooh, spooky. It's called the Passion Ghost Skin.
The Passion Ghost Skin. Hey, Skylar, can you think of a rare Sega console?
Nomad.
The Nomad, that's pretty rare. What about the Saturn? Do you remember the Saturn?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember the one that a little bit more rare than that?
No.
There's a Neptune. There is a Sega
Neptune.
Oh,
yeah.
Neptune. Yeah. Well, this guy on eBay is trying to sell a Sega Pluto.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a good one.
Apparently, they did not make very many of these because the current bid apparently is up to 15 grand.
Wow. Like, is it a genuine thing, do you think? Or
it looks like it was a genuine thing, but the thing is, people keep bidding. Here's the problem he's having. People are bidding too much money, and then they win, and the people are like, yeah, I don't have the money. I was just bidding to bid.
Got it.
And then not only that, but they're also not meeting the reserve price he's set. So, like, people were bidding 15 grand, but he wouldn't sell it for 15 grand or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So he's having problems selling this fucking Pluto console. Dude, 15 grand, take it. Like, what? How is the Sega Pluto helping your life? A Sega Pluto is something that would literally just sit on my shelf and I'd be like, yeah, did you know they made one of those?
Yeah, check out that sweet Sega Pluto.
But it's not like, I mean, how many games could there possibly be for it? How could you possibly have fun with this thing? I guess I'm not the collector type. I don't put a lot of things on my shelf and go, yeah, that's where they need to be.
That's mine. I have that now.
If I had a 15 grand console that I was literally doing nothing with, I'd be like, you want to give me 15 grand for it? Here you go.
Yeah, I have no idea how many games like they could have possibly come out. Like, I assume like maybe 2 Sonic games, probably. Like, that's it.
And they're the best Sonic games ever, no one knows.
Yeah, it's like the first 3D Sonic and it didn't actually suck.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome if like the most amazing Sonic games are made for the Pluto? This was worth 15 grand.
Yes!
A 3D Sonic game? Fuck yeah!
A Sonic game that doesn't butt rape him! Yes!
Oh man, but that fucking Pluto. Oh, I'm going to try and build my own arcade cabinet.
I've seen people do that, yeah. It seems like it's not terribly complicated.
No, it doesn't look terribly complicated. And in the end, I mean, it doesn't even matter. I tried so hard and fought so long. No, but in the end, you're going to have this fucking sweet thing you made yourself.
Yeah.
With all these games you can play.
I think I might have mentioned it before, but there's a bar in Chicago, Beercade headquarters.
Yeah.
And they have The Simpsons Arcade.
Oh, man.
And what's really funny is, like, you know how if there's an image on one of those old tube screens for too long, it'll burn into the screen?
Yeah.
Well, you can see it in some spots where, like, the screen's, like, all blue or whatever. It's, like, flashed up against the sky. But, like, very definite letters. It spells out across the whole screen of The Simpsons Arcade, Battletoads. So, like, you have to just constantly look around the word Battletoads to play Simpsons Arcade.
That's awesome.
Pretty funny.
We have like a beercade here, and Andy and I, every time we bring up the one in Chicago, we're like, oh, we should go to the one here. And we have never gone.
Yeah, if you guys come over to visit me, I'll totally take you. We'll have a blast.
We should go to Dick's Last Resort and get kicked out.
Yeah, I actually went the following weekend, and they showed me right to the door.
Really?
Yep. The same manager was there, so I think it was just like bad luck.
Maybe you have a picture up in the back that says, don't serve this man.
Maybe. I mean, I'd be honored. I'll have to like put on a fake mustache if I ever want to eat the mediocre food.
Hello, ma'am. I've never been here before. Could you please serve me?
This looks like a wonderful restaurant. What's the name of the place again? Oh, that's such a cute name. I drive past here all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah, but I've never been here before. Have I told you that?
I was telling my friends, and they said that you should probably come here, and so I did because I haven't been here before.
Yeah, and that's what I told my friends too. That's why they were so adamant that I come here, because I've never been here.
Just make it clearly obvious, like, and I've definitely never been thrown out of here before.
Yeah, certainly. I've never insulted you in my life before, ma'am.
I have been told that I look like somebody who goes around to restaurants and insults people, but that's really weird. It happens to me so much.
Yeah, I get that a lot. But not here. Never gotten it here before, because I've never been here before. All right, let's just go into technology news.
Okay, let's go.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
Kim.com is concerned enough to take 3D printed gun plans off Mega.
Why?
In a statement to TechCrunch that was conspicuously devoid of live tweeting, helicopter chases, or any underwater components, Kim.com announced that he has instructed the Mega staff to delete any public copies of blueprints for the 3D printable gun. He said, I think it's a serious threat to the security of the community. I think it's scary that people can print 3D guns that can't even be detected by metal detectors. This should concern everybody.
Okay, I thought it was just talking like some like folded paper gun type thing.
No, yeah, you can make 3D printed guns that are just plastic and work like a regular gun.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a little scary too. Yeah. Just because, you know, those guns won't go beep when you go through the metal detector. Yeah, but, you know, TSA the way it is, you'll have to hide it way up your anus.
Yeah. You know, far beyond any flashlight's reach.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes me think of, like, there was an episode of Justice League Unlimited where they used plastic guns. It was weird. But, yeah, I didn't think that was actually a thing. But it makes sense.
A heroic Canadian police drone saved a car crash victim's life.
What?
Now, normally drones aren't credited with saving lives, but the Saskatoon Royal Canadian Mounted Police reports that their personal drone helped them hunt down an injured car crash victim for rescuing them and ultimately saving the guy's life.
That just makes me think of iRobot.
I mean, could you imagine that? You're just in a car accident. You're crawling off to the side of the road. You roll over and you look up, and here's this little fucking drone, like, looking at you.
It has, like, little fucking, like, robot antennas poking you in the face.
And you're just like, droney, go get help. And it just speeds away. Comes back a little bit later. Behind us, a helicopter.
Thank you, Droney.
Droney, you saved my life again.
I love you, Droney.
I want to marry you, Droney.
I don't care. We're in Canada. They don't care.
Do you, sir, take this drone to be your thing?
Wouldn't that just be like elaborate masturbation?
Yeah, I mean, basically you just masturbate while the drone watches.
Maybe glue a flashlight to the side of it or something.
Joni, we finally consummated the marriage. All right, let's move on from that. That's getting creepy. All right. This Gizmodo article by Leslie Horn is 11 online chat cliches we should all agree to stop using. Can you think of some?
LOL.
LOL. Is LOL even on here? Yes, it is.
Where is it?
Well, here's the thing. Here's what you do with top whatever list. You start with number 11. You work your way down. This one starts with number 1 and ends with number 11. But I don't know the way everything is, it sounds like number 11 is the biggest one. But it's number 11, not number 1.
I don't even want to live here anymore.
So here we'll break it down. Number 1 or 11 is I can't even. And here's a tweet. They have a tweet for each of these that explains them. But this one says, guys, I've lost 10 pounds in a month the healthy way. I'm legit tearing it up. I'm so happy. I can't even.
Got it.
It's been a long time since I used that one.
Yeah, that just makes me think of, like, I accidentally.
Yeah, I still use that one, though. Oh, yeah. No, I accidentally sieve.
I accidentally a nuke.
Number 2 is comma so. This tweet says Wagner's wearing a bow tie today, so that's it. I've never seen that really, one, to be honest.
Yeah, that kind of killed a conversation though. So
number 3 is this is everything. This one says this is everything, and it's a retweet of spotted in Vegas a man's tattoo says tattoo. I've seen it all.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I haven't either. I've seen this one. This is perfect, which the tweet says, this is perfect. Jack Dorsey's 60 minutes interview in 140 characters. What's wrong with this is perfect? Now this,
like, are they overused or things we shouldn't use?
These are the overused things.
Got it.
Now, this one I've seen quite a bit. This is the worst thing / this is the best thing. The tweet says, I kind of love how Rap Genius has brought hip-hop style feuds to the startup world. And the reply is, but also that sounds like the worst thing.
Yeah, I've seen that one a couple times.
Number 6 is, really? And the tweet says, she expects me to take up one seat on the subway when I'm clearly exhausted. Really?
Yeah, some
of these, are they really cliches? I mean, are they really online chat cliches, I guess I should say?
Yeah, I don't know. They might be pulling from, like, the Joe everyday type of not chat person.
Yeah, some of these things seem like they're not internet chat exclusive.
Say words out of your mouth to make sentences, Skylar. You can do it.
Come on, Skylar. You can do it. I know you're out of practice, but come on, man. It's like riding a bike.
They think you're stupid. God! No, but yeah, it doesn't seem like it's really like the whole tech crowd, though. It seems like it might be pulling this, especially if it's like from Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty expansive audience on Twitter, so.
Yeah. Number 7 is obsessed. Oh my gosh, obsessed with NX Thompson's story on being fired from his first job at 60 Minutes in under 60 minutes.
Nice.
Number 8 is I Die. And this one I'm like, what? There's a Disneyland Dapper Day. I Die.
I don't think I've ever heard that. I think if I did, I probably.
I've seen that a lot. I have one friend. It's apparently when something's really awesome or funny. But I have a friend who will post something funny and he'll say something like, I am dead or I am deceased.
I see.
Number 9 is.
I guess I just have to see it in content. Oh, but wait, hold on. And speaking of our Twitter, what's our Twitter handle, Matt?
3HitComboPC.
Okay.
Why?
Continue.
Oh, you just want me to plug that?
Yeah, just plug it.
Oh, it'll get
plugged. Plug it up.
Number 9 is for the win.
Yeah, that one needs to probably die out for a little bit.
I'm not even going to read the example because I think we all know what that one is.
Yeah.
Number 10 is plus 1. I have seen this very few times. Come on, words rubbing off on me.
I have seen this some once.
I've seen this very few times, but like this one says, I'm not wearing a sweater, and it gets retweeted by someone just says plus one. So I guess they're saying like, thumbs up, I approve of this.
Like the Google plus one or something?
Yeah, kind of like that. But the article says, once again, this is not football. There are no PATs. So you can't give anyone extra points.
All right, I don't know.
And number 11 is LOL.
Woo! Called it.
I think we should stop lolling.
Yeah. Especially because, you know, like, I mean, and like, does that include like Raffle LaMayo or?
Probably, but LOL is like an institution. It's been there forever. Yeah. Like all these other things kind of come and go, but LOL's always been there.
It's sort of like deleting Facebook.
Yeah, it's just not really... I don't know if it's quite like deleting Facebook.
It's just, it's been ingrained. It's been around for so long, it seems like that's something that people aren't just going to stop doing. There's just going to be that stupid teenagers that are always going to be doing it.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
No. Oh! Windows Phone. Windows Phone. You know the powerhouse Windows Phone.
Yes.
They finally get an officially licensed YouTube app.
Hooray!
They've reached the modern days. They have a YouTube app. Good job, Windows Phone.
You made it. Welcome to the club.
Good on you.
I really don't like the Windows setup for the phone, or even like Windows 8 right now that I'm using currently. It's an unpleasant system.
I took the bad idea to drop down into the comments section of this article, and the first one's like, typical Gizmodo, failing to do any research whatsoever. Windows Phone has had many YouTube apps, almost all of them superior to the official offering. Well, the article was about the fact that it just got the official YouTube app, not the fact that it didn't have any. They're kind of
don't look in the comments, man.
They're kind of just pointing out the fact that, like, YouTube's took so long to get around to this, apparently no one gives a shit about Windows Phone.
That guy does.
Yeah, he does. He obviously has one. I love my Windows Phone. Tiles are the best thing that have ever happened to me.
I don't think that I would ever be able to survive without tiles. If there was an EMP explosion, I would just hope that I could at least turn on my phone and look at the tiles still.
My entire flooring in my house is tiles. And all of them say something different.
I like to write on bathroom tiles and then put them, line my entire wall with them. It makes the acoustics in every room I'm in sound really weird.
All right, Skyler, that's going to do it for technology news today.
All right.
Did you just hear that like subtle stutter I just had?
Yeah.
Technology news. There's probably someone that's listening to this that does stutter and now he doesn't listen anymore.
Yeah, I always worry about that. Like, I'm alienating, like, one or two of our five or six viewers, so.
Viewers or listeners?
Listeners, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you watch it on YouTube.
Well.
It's a video.
I'm going to assume, now, just correct me if I'm wrong, but anybody that does check us out on YouTube probably doesn't actually look at the screen. They probably just hit play and tab out to something else.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I don't.
There's nothing.
I look.
Will you just stare at the logo?
Yeah, I just watch the logo. Just for that one time that the logo is gonna like shift to the left or something. You'll do something with it. You'll just like slide a little bit to the left and then put it back.
Put like one, like a split second of something scary.
Yeah. Not even like. Not even putting the audio in. It's just gonna like flash in there, 2/3 of the way through the podcast.
All right, Skyler, you want to get into news?
Let's do it.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the Three Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. Except scratch Andy. He's not here for this news desk. It's just Matt, Blank, and Skyler.
It's great. How's it feel to be left out, Andy? Sucks, doesn't it?
Probably feels pretty bad because he's sick. God, he's so left out, he's vomiting uncontrollably.
What a nerd.
All right, first off, the Harlem Shake gone wrong. A fire explosion could have easily killed these complete morons. Now, I'll post this video to our Facebook page. Actually, you know what? I'm going to post this article right now so I don't forget, because sometimes I forget.
I'm going to do it right this fucking second. So, what all went down?
Oh, you know, fire explosion, Harlem Shake, which apparently is still relevant. I thought not, so.
I found out of that after everyone stopped doing it, so I consider myself lucky.
As far as viral memes go, the Harlem Shake is pretty much dead. And when these latecomers decided to incorporate what looks like a firecracker and a canister of something flammable into their rendition, well, frankly, they narrowly avoided the same fate. Not to spoil things too much, but the guy that starts off the video, bopping on the head of the car, literally walks into the explosion 25 seconds in. Then when the blast knocks over a red drum and sets it on fire, he appears to throw water on it. Bad idea. Is it suspicious that someone left a canister of flammable liquid on the hood of a car, or just plain stupid? Despite an off-screen woman's incessant screaming, one has to wonder why this video is some big setup.
After videos get like just stupid enough, you're like, is this just like a really shitty suicide attempt? It's a really, really shitty suicide attempt. But,
don't do your memes around fire.
Yeah. Memes are highly flammable.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You have to be a meme master if you're gonna be doing this shit.
A memester, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Or, if you're trying to fool people, you have to be a master ruseman. You have to be experienced in the way of the snafu.
The guffaw, if you will.
Hey, Skyler.
A guffaw sage.
Guess what state we're going to.
Is it Illinois?
It's Florida. We're going to start off with a story from you, from the Snow Network.
Woo! Dusting it off.
Yeah. Whew. Oh my god, there's so much dust on this thing. God. Oh my god. A cosmetic surgeon was accused of waterboarding his girlfriend over a Facebook post. 41-year-old Miami cosmetic surgeon named Dr. Orlando Lorten got mad at his girlfriend over one of her Facebook posts. So he tortured her by forcing her head in the toilet and then pouring water over her head in the bathtub, similar to waterboarding.
That just sounds horrifying. What was the post about?
You know, honestly, this doesn't fucking say. I wonder if...
I'm sure you missed this, Matt. I'm sure you really missed this. Me asking the questions that the stories refuse to answer.
It links to another article, but that still doesn't say. So, oh my god, she was waterboarded for 16 hours.
Holy. What the hell did it say? Like, this just makes me want to know more.
I bet I couldn't be waterboarded for 16 hours. Yeah. That's what it said.
Yeah. You know what's really, really awesome? Something I really want to try? Waterboarding. God damn.
Yeah, I've always wanted.
I'm so curious now.
I've always wanted to be waterboarded.
You know, it'd be so romantic. My boyfriend just waterboarded me.
You know what sounds like a great place to eat?
Dick's Last Resort.
No, Taco Fusion. Doesn't it sound like a cool fucking place?
Sounds like they put weird shit on your taco.
Well, guess what. Taco Fusion in Tampa, Florida now offers lion as a taco filling.
What?
You can now get lion tacos.
That's ridiculous.
And apparently legal.
Is it? I guess they're not endangered, I don't think.
Apparently they get it from a Philadelphia distributor that gets their meat from lion farms, not from the wild.
I was unaware that there was such a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wouldn't want to have a lion farm, I could tell you that.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be pretty, like a nightmare. It'd be a nightmare. I think I've had nightmares where I've been in charge of lions.
Yeah, stuck in the lion cage.
Yeah. Just too many things could go wrong. Just, oh yeah, some other worker lost his arm today. What are you going to do?
They also have other exotic offerings, which include bison, shark, ostrich, gator, gazelle, rabbit, duck, camel, and kangaroo, with iguana, bear, and zebra in the near future.
Is it iguana?
Iguana.
That sounds gross. Like, I mean, not that those other ones sounded amazing, but they at least were mammals.
I'll tell you what, there is. I have had kangaroo jerky.
Uh-huh.
It was awful.
What didn't do it for you?
It was more the texture. Like, think of, like, a charred log and, like, biting into that and how it would crumble.
I see. I was worried that the flavor had too much kick.
Oh, my God. Fucking. So, for Skyler, this is Matt signing out.
I'll mail you a dollar.
You owe me, like, your life savings for that one.
Oh, man.
I think that might be the worst pun.
Ever?
At least on this podcast, at least.
At least it wasn't a knock-knock joke.
I think a knock-knock joke would have saved it.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess it was pretty brutal.
All right, well, moving on from that, I'm going to need something to clear my head of that. A Florida man runs from a police deputy directly into an alligator's mouth.
Good.
When Brian Zuniga fled a traffic stop in Tampa, he had the right idea. He was sprinting away from the cops. He jumped a fence and he hid behind a water treatment plant. But Zuniga wasn't counting on the justice-loving reptile, and he's back in custody this morning. Justice-loving reptile.
Justice-loving reptile. It makes me think of, like, Reptile from Spider-Man or Reptile from Batman.
The incident started just before 3 a.m. on Friday when deputies noticed that Zuniga was swerving in the lane near Pinella Park. When they tried to pull the 20-year-old driver over, Zuniga stopped his car, got out, and sprinted away. When he hit a vinyl fence, he kicked his way through and kept running. He just kicked his way through the fucking fence.
Just straight up Duke Nukem it. Just balls of steel.
That's when police last saw Zuniga for about 2 hours. Then when 911 got a call from a man who had just been mauled by an alligator, he told operators he'd been watching fish and he fell into the water behind a treatment plant and a gator chomped his face and arm. Police quickly realized that the victim was actually Zuniga and that he had been, in fact, attacked by an alligator while hiding from cops.
That sucks. Like, I mean, I don't think that the cops should really push anything on him. I mean, if you got chomped in your face by an alligator, you're not living that down.
He makes it out of the water. He's like, how could this day get any worse than a meteor hits him?
He just steps in cow shit, and then bees start to attack him. He falls over, spontaneously combusts. He
crawls away from all that, gets a phone call. Hello, sir, this is Dr. Smith. Yes, your blood test has come back. You do have AIDS. And actually, it's quite advanced.
It's some sort of super AIDS. That it's uncurable and you'll die very slowly within the next couple hours. Great. Super.
Florida police pull over a speeding car with no one inside of it. They did it twice.
What? I'm so confused.
When a police officer pulled over a speeding red Mitsubishi going 57 and a 35, it seemed like it would be pretty cut and dry speeding ticket situation. The officer turned on his lights to pull the car over. At first, the driver turned off his lights and sped up to 65 miles per hour, but eventually pulled the car over into a parking lot. Though the car took off again, only to stop a short while away. The officer must have been relieved to end the cat and mouse game. However, when he approached the window, only to be baffled to find no one inside. The incident happened early Sunday morning in Highland Beach, Florida. Police officers checked the car and searched the area around it, but couldn't find any sign of a driver. The officers kept an eye on the car, but were baffled when it took off once again and tried to speed off. According to the Sun Sentinel, the car made several rapid evasive maneuvers and came to another stop once again in the middle of the parking lot. Police once again approached the car to find no one inside. At this point, we probably would have called it a supernatural investigation unit, or Scooby-Doo, or someone else to, you know, pull over this car. But since such things don't exist, the police did the next best thing, keeping an eye on the car. Finally, after about an hour, an officer noticed something moving in the back seat. It turned out the car had an opening between the back seat and the trunk, and the driver crawled into the trunk each time after coming to a stop.
That's awesome.
He really screwed.
Hoping for a Jabberjaw reference.
Oh, nope, no Jabberjaw today.
Just Scooby-Doo. Fine. Whatever. It's okay.
But, Skyler, that will do it this week.
Wow. That was a good podcast.
Yeah. My dogs are signifying the end of this.
Yeah.
You hear them?
My roommate just came in. So.
Oh, sweet. So, yeah. So, it's perfect timing to say, hey, Google us, and you should find 3-8 Combo everywhere.
Because we're pretty awesome, and, you know, we're in the Google autocomplete now.
Yeah. So, for Skyler, this is Matt, signing out.